The following is a presentation of Muddy River News.
Another edition of God at Work. I'm Ron Kinscherf with Muddy River News. We're joined by Chaplain Carla Green. God at Work is a ministry of yours, hoping that people can integrate God in the workplace.
Right. Making God as their mission, actually wherever they work, play, or live.
And godatwork.live, L-I-V-E, is a website where they can go and find...
They can find resources on actually practical application, just the regular, just theology of what it means to be God at work, how it's used in the Bible. There are a lot of tools that are on the website.
What I have found interesting, and this is our eighth edition of this podcast, is how often, and I did not realize this, not that I'm a scholar, but the marketplace is actually mentioned or used by the New Testament, right? New Testament or Old or both?
Actually, both
in the Bible. That's blowing me away.
Right. When you think about it, like we kind of equate the Bible to inside of a church or inside of a temple, but when you look at most of the stories in the Bible, they're all in the marketplace. Jesus taught very rarely in the synagogue. He was out in the marketplace doing miracles. You know, Paul was a tent maker. He was bivocational, and so you know, even the 12 tribes of Israel. In the Old Testament, only one was attributed to being priest. Mm-hmm. The other 11 were not. And so so we have to kind of get our mindset that there's not secular versus sacred. It's all everything.
And that's what we're drawing off for this podcast. So one thing we want to talk about today is excellence and excellence in the workplace. And I think what a lot of people view as excellence in the workplace is I'm the top-selling salesman for my organization, or I've achieved the CFO status of my organization, stuff along those lines, which is a which is a form of excellence. But I think you have a different definition of it.
I do. Like, well, Webster's defines it as performance, really, like doing something outstanding. So I did a biblical search on the word excellence, and it comes up seven different times. And
the actual word.
The actual word excellence. And it's a great way to just even do just redefining things, but in every case it's not a performance, it's a disposition, your attributes, your character of excellence is how it's stated. And so, you know, we're supposed to proclaim God's excellencies in Isaiah, and Ruth was called excellent, and it meant strength, and because of her strength and wealth and valor, wealth of who she was. And so really when you think about like a monarchy, and we call a king or a queen their excellency, it's not because of what they have done, it's because of their position. And so so even like, I even think about how much trouble like Princess Diana had when she was in royalty, because she didn't really seem like she fit in. Even though she had amazing deeds that she did and everybody loved her for what she did, she still didn't have the bloodline of being a royal. And so I just feel like it's not about performance, it's about position and who we are. And because Jesus went to the cross for us, we are now identified as children of God. And so we have that royal bloodline because of who we identify with God.
So there's two different ways, I guess what you're saying, that you can achieve excellence in the workplace. One is being the top salesperson, blah, 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 blah. And the other is through your deeds within the workplace. Is that what I'm getting?
No. What I'm saying is because of our identity as being children of God, we have to put on this new nature and we act differently because of who we are. Because we are so loved and adored by God, and we know that we are supposed to do work through Him, and we don't necessarily need the world to succeed because we have Him, but we still perform excellently because of how we love people, because of how we forgive people, because we want to help people and serve people. And performance will come out of that, but it's first because we believe that we belong to something excellent, and we're carrying the nature of who He is instead of trying to perform to become something we already are because of how we identify with Jesus. It's not that we're perfect, it's that we see things in a way that He sees things.
So, but we're not automatically excellent.
No. I mean, we don't necessarily look like we're automatically excellent, but we do have the character of being that way. And so that's where the transformation comes in. Like when we think about, you know, we have to, like, we don't want to be transformed by this world. Like Romans 12 says, don't be transformed by the world, but be conformed by the renewing of your mind. And so, you know, we want to see more of what Jesus would do in a situation than what we would do. What our nature is usually wrong. What his nature is always right. And so, like, if you said something harsh to me, and I might take back and go, okay, and I might react to it. Right. Or I might go, okay, what's really going on, and what does Jesus see in Ron? And if I act according to what Jesus sees instead of what I'm feeling, then I've taken on his nature, and that's excellency. And so if we take on the nature of who Jesus is in our workplace, in our home, then we are taking on being children of God. It's like, you know, whenever, you know, I don't know if your dad did this or a parent does this, but it's like, you know, when you go out, it's like, remember who you are, you know, remember mm-hmm. whose you are. You know, I was, my maiden name's Hoffman. It's like, you're a Hoffman, act a certain way. And it's the same as being a Christian. It's like, you're a Christian, remember who you are, remember who your Heavenly Father is, act according to that.
So it's excellence is in it. It's still somewhat of an achievement then, or am I wrong?
It really isn't.
So I guess I'm having a hard time getting
it to... It is, and I think it is a hard lesson to learn, because we are so programmed to achieve and perform. And really, when you think about it, like, you know, you are asked, and this might be getting way too deep or too off, but it's like when you ask about, like, you know, when you do something wrong in church, it's sinning or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, the opposite of sin is performing, right? So if you do something right, you're performing. Well, then you become self-righteous, because it's like, look at what I did. Look at how amazing I am. Well, self-righteousness really isn't righteousness. It's what, and so it's, I put on what Jesus is saying, and I'm doing things out of what he would do, out of his love for me. I am sharing that with you, and I do it because I love him, and I do it because I want to serve you, and I love you because you are a creation of God's. And so it's the motivation behind it. Mm-hmm. It's not about accumulating. It's not about, look at what I did. And then if something good comes back to you, it's like, okay, thank you, Jesus. And it's kind of, it's our offering back to him.
And it's something we've talked about in prior podcasts, as far as how you treat people or deal with situations in the workplace, I guess, is a part of this disposition of excellence. Is mm-hmm. that what I'm getting at?
It is. And so, so let's take it down to a metric, in the workplace. So like if we have a revenue goal that we're going to make $10,000 a month in revenue, right, and we meet that, that feels like a performance thing. So, but if you look at it from an excellence perspective, it's like, who did I serve this month? What problems did I solve? Did I do it lovingly? Did I do it in a relationship? And if I look at those things first, the revenue most automatically comes out of that, right? But if we start looking at the revenue, then we can lose sight of who's in front of us and how we're supposed to be serving others and serving our community.
How does that fit? Okay, you mentioned sales goal, you know, $10,000 and stuff, but how does that fit for someone who is on a manufacturing line, you know, assembly line or something along those lines, or somebody who works at a fast food joint or, you sure. know, makes clothes, I guess.
Right. Well, it's helping the person beside you if they're not getting it, you know, helping train others. It's going the extra mile that your boss hasn't necessarily even asked you to be. Like, if you really want a good story for this, like Joseph in Genesis 35 through 50 is the story of Joseph, and he constantly served. Even he was enslaved for many years, and he constantly served his slave master in a very amazing way, to where he became ruler of the house, you know. And so then he eventually became second in line in Egypt. And so it was the way he was performing instead of just the performance piece of it. Because, you know, you can go out and perform and people can be total jerks, mm-hmm. you know. And so we don't want to do that. And even in the work that I do now, we are working with a consultant, and she wants to completely make sure that we're 100% efficient. And it's like, yeah, but if we lose sight of the relationship and the fact that we are providing, you know, gold star service to our people and loving our people daily, then we don't care about the efficiency. So it's keeping that excellence in mind, that it's not just a number, but it's the way we go about things in a loving way.
I'm really curious about, you mentioned you, I guess you just did a search of excellence in the Bible, and mm-hmm. it popped up how many times?
Seven.
So,
which is perfection.
Yeah, I guess it is. I guess, where was it found? It in only with Jesus, or was it with other?
No, so there was a couple instances in the Old Testament where it was about praising God and his excellencies.
Okay.
There was a mention of it in Proverbs about an excellent wife. There was one about Ruth being excellent wife for Boaz, and these were all about their character and nature, not anything that they had done. And then again, in the New Testament, it was about Jesus and his more excellent ministry, and it was about the Holy Spirit and how that's an excellent ministry. And so it's actually around the three, the Trinity, and then two women, or a wife and a woman. And so to me, and this is again a scholarly type thing, which may be a little outside of this podcast, but it's interesting that it's God and a wife setting, which is really, you know, the church is called the bride. And so excellency resides with Jesus, but it's also carried out through the bride, which was Ruth and the wife that's in Proverbs. And so we as the church are the bride of Christ, and we're supposed to act excellent as well.
This has been God at Work, talking about excellence in the workplace. If you have additional questions about this, they can reach out to you.
Yes,
in what fashion?
Sure. You can email me at Carla, at godatwork.live, live, and it's also a website, godatwork.live, and this excellence course will also be available in a couple weeks.
You're having a course?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And so we're breaking it all down and even doing metrics and application of how to be excellent in the marketplace.
So is it a course where you have to be physically, or is it online?
It's an online course.
Okay, so let's talk about the godatwork.live website. What else is available for folks out there?
So right now there's the 52-week Bible Challenge, and then there's the start of this whole God at Work series, with excellence being the first one. And so mm-hmm. this will be the first one out, and then there'll be prayer at work, provision at work. There's about eight in the series that I'm building out.
And to be a part of this, the cost is?
I have not determined that yet. How much do y'all want to pay?
Yeah, sorry. There you go. But they can join right now.
It will be nominal, and it might even, just for podcast listeners, I might even put something out there.
We'll
put it in the notes.
And if they have questions, they can. You're okay with them emailing you randomly and all that. And that's Carla at godatwork.live.
Yep.
Okay, and Carla with a C.
Yes.
All right, this has been God at Work. I'm Ron Kincher, Chaplain Carla Green. Join us next month. We'll have more information for you at God at Work.
Thank you.